In a world where blood oaths are sacred and breaking them means death, the Lords reign supreme. This secret society operates with ruthless precision, manipulating everything from local politics to international commerce through a web of influence that extends into every corner of society. At the apex stand the Spade brothers, Hayden, Saint, and Kostian, whose reputation for merciless enforcement has become legendary. Women exist in a strictly defined hierarchy. Chosen ones are carefully selected college seniors groomed for lords, while ladies occupy a precarious position as wives who become transferable property upon their husband's death. Within this darkness, where conventional morality holds no sway, unexpected bonds form, though they're invariably shaped by the brutal world that birthed them. What creates a man like Hayden Reeves? A series of increasingly brutal initiations designed to strip away humanity. As a freshman at Barrington University, he endures 48 hours in darkness before fighting for his life against armed opponents while handicapped and drugged. His sophomore year brings psychological warfare, forced to choose which woman lives and which dies, only to be berated by his father for sparing either. By junior year, he's hunting traitors aboard the Lord's yacht, where a woman in white briefly pierces his armor. Senior year culminates with the Lord's crest being seared into his flesh as his father welcomes him to the Brotherhood with words that echo like a curse, "For you shall reap the benefits of your sacrifice." Meanwhile, Annabelle Schultz resents how the Lords treat women as disposable while men are praised. Given a rare opportunity to prove her worth, she endures her own initiation, cutting a brand from a restrained woman's back before being ordered to kill her. Unlike most women in this world, Annabelle craves power rather than love. Her opportunity arrives when she's assigned to assume a new identity as Charlotte, a therapist tasked with getting close to Hayden Reeves. What she doesn't realize is that she's being manipulated by her mother, Isabella, who secretly controls the Lords through an organization called Dollhouse. Annabelle's ambition blinds her to the fact that she's as much a pawn as the women she pities, though her journey will ultimately lead her to question everything she's been raised to believe. Their first meeting crackles with tension. Hayden immediately recognizes Charlotte from years ago and deliberately makes her uncomfortable, suggesting the only way he'll talk is if she's naked and on your knees with a gag in your mouth. What follows is a dangerous dance of manipulation. Charlotte persists with her assignment, while Hayden investigates her background, planning to intensify his intimidation until she quits. Their interactions become increasingly intense. He subjects her to humiliating medical procedures, transforms her basement into a torture room, and makes her watch recordings of herself begging for him in a drugged state. Yet even as he breaks down her defenses, he finds himself drawn to her in ways he doesn't understand. After discovering her real identity, he brands his name on her, a permanent mark, ensuring no matter who she ends up with, they'll see my mark. The power dynamic shifts when Charlotte chooses Hayden over her own safety, leading him to propose marriage against the Lords. Late-night investigations lead Charlotte to encrypted files showing Hayden's torture at the hands of the Lords, punishment for helping a woman escape years ago. His screams echo through grainy footage as they break his bones and burn his flesh, yet he never betrays her location. These discoveries force Charlotte to question her perception of Hayden as merely a cold-blooded killer. Meanwhile, Hayden learns the horrifying truth about failed assignments. Women are imprisoned as breeders, repeatedly impregnated until their bodies give out. Their relationship transforms after a violent incident at a gas station. When Charlotte is attacked, Hayden's response is swift and merciless. While shocking, Charlotte begins to view him as her shield rather than her cage. The greatest revelation comes when she overhears Hayden talking with Adam Price, a man whose death had been carefully staged years ago. Their conversation reveals an intricate plan spanning years, with Hayden refusing to claim Adam's sister, not out of cruelty, but protection. When Lourdes, disguised as police officers, make Charlotte appear dead, Haydn saves her with adrenaline. Facing an ultimatum from their enemies, he makes the ultimate sacrifice, tying Charlotte to their bed before surrendering himself, telling her, "In a world where it's either you or me, I'll always choose you." Taken to Dollhouse, he endures Isabella's torture while Charlotte joins forces with the Spade brothers to rescue him. The mission reveals shocking truths. Charlotte's mother has been manipulating everything. Charlotte is pregnant with twins, and her fake boyfriend was working against her all along. In the final confrontation, all secrets come to light, including Adam's confession to killing their fathers to protect his sister. Charlotte legally changes her name, rejecting her connection to her mother and embracing her identity as Haydn's wife. 18 years later, they remain passionately connected, with Haydn reflecting that men like him aren't lucky. They take what they want, but Charlotte has given him a life he never thought possible. What makes this story compelling isn't its romantic elements, but its psychological depth. Both Haydn and Charlotte emerge as products of their environment, shaped by trauma and manipulation that have molded their very identities. Their journey toward each other isn't a conventional love story, but a mutual recognition of broken parts finding unexpected wholeness together. The relationship challenges conventional notions of consent and agency. Charlotte often finds herself aroused by Haydn's dominance despite her rational mind's resistance, raising uncomfortable questions about desire within extreme power imbalances. By the story's end, their relationship evolves into something more balanced, though still marked by dominance and submission. Their love remains unconventional by any standard, but within the context of their shared trauma, it represents a form of healing and acceptance. In a system designed to corrupt everyone it touches, Haydn and Charlotte create something unexpected, a connection that offers both salvation and transformation. Their story suggests that even in the darkest circumstances, human bonds can become lifelines. Though initially rooted in manipulation and violence, their relationship evolves into something far more nuanced through shared silences, unspoken understanding, and gradual trust built in the shadows of trauma. Neither character finds traditional redemption. Their hands remain stained with blood, but they find in each other a form of acceptance that allows them to build something meaningful from the ashes of their past. Their journey reminds us that healing doesn't always come from escaping our darkness, but sometimes from finding someone who understands and accepts it alongside us. In a world of madness, perhaps the greatest rebellion is creating your own definition of forever. Not the fairy tale version, but one that acknowledges the darkness you've survived together.